So you don't want to spend $700 on a phone? Well, there may be an Android device just for you. More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. There's a new Android phone from a popular Chinese startup that may pose a direct challenge to the standard $700 Android smartphone. It's called the OnePlus 3, and it's the latest in a new crop of value smartphones you can get for almost half the price. Let's go straight to the details. Joining the podcast now is personal tech editor for the Wall Street Journal, Wilson Rothman. Welcome back, Wilson.
Thank you, Tanya.
The OnePlus 3. What's interesting is that there are this whole new crop of value-priced smartphones kind of giving the tech giants a run for their money. How does the OnePlus 3 stack up against a $700 phone? First, let's start visually.
Yeah, well, from 4 feet away, you might think someone's holding an iPhone 6S Plus in their hand. It's a nice big, it's got that 5.5-inch screen, but it's just real shiny. With not a lot of extra trim or anything. It's just real stylish.
And I want to just kind of break down a couple of more of the specs here. Big thing about it at phone, obviously, is the camera. What do you think?
This camera is exceptionally good. We're snobbish about our cameras over here, and I'll tell you this. We put it up against the iPhone 6S Plus and the Galaxy S7, which is the best phone camera out there right now. And it beat the iPhone. Huh. And it didn't quite beat the Galaxy S7, but it was able to beat the best iPhone camera out there. And we take that seriously. Of course, Apple's got a chance to do it right with the camera this fall, so we're definitely staying tuned there. But right now, iPhones are falling behind.
Okay, so in terms of the features, anything else other than the camera specifically that really was impressive and jumped out at you?
Yeah, what's surprising is that there's a Qualcomm chip in there. It's the new Qualcomm chip that's actually in a lot of the 700 and up brand new flagship Android phones. So even though this thing is $400 and not $700 or more, it's got the same chip. And it's got 6 gigabytes of RAM. I remember when my laptop had 1 gigabyte of RAM. I mean, this is like serious amount of RAM, which means for gamers and people into intense applications on their phone, they're going to be covered. And then on top of that, it's got something called the USB Type-C port. That's a little nerdy, but basically the best advantage is it doesn't matter which way you plug it in. So Android users suffer from, well, which way should I plug in my mini or my micro USB port? You don't have to worry about that. It goes in either way, just like a lightning port on an iPhone. But the other thing about USB Type-C is it can handle a lot of data and a lot of power in both directions. I mean, it's really... really cool future-proof technology that we'll see a lot of interesting things from in the future. Like one phone maybe will be able to charge another phone, which is kind of cool. Can't do that now, but that's the kind of things that Type-C allows for.
Cool. So it seems like it's very forward-thinking in that regard. Let's talk about the downside a little bit. You get a lot, but what are we missing?
You know, I think you always wonder, how did they save money? How are they saving this kind of money? I mean, obviously, OnePlus says they're big on streamlining, you know, their overhead. They don't have marketing and storefront and all that can cost a lot of money to add to the price of a phone. And the biggest thing on the hardware side that they I don't want to say skimped on, but they kind of cut their costs on was the screen. A lot of these flagship phones have crazy, crazy high-resolution screens. This one only, and I'm using air quotes there, only has a 1080p display. Mm. It looks great. It really does. But, for instance, you can't put it in a virtual reality headset. You know, you'd get too blocky. It would look really pixelated.
Okay.
So that's the kind of thing. But when you hold it in your hand, honestly, I defy anyone, like, thinking this is not a pretty good display.
Right, 1080, you know, that's not half bad.
1080, right. Your TV, unless you have a 4K TV, that's your TV is 1080. Now, you know, there are some things that you can get if you pay up a little more for some of these other brands like Samsung and LG. For instance, you know, expandable memory. Like this, there's no micro SD slot for more memory, which right now on a Galaxy you can get up to 200 gigabytes of extra storage. There's no removable battery. The Samsung doesn't have a removable battery either, but LG brought that back for this year. And you know, like that matters with some people. But again, when you have super fast charging, a removable battery is not as big a deal. And of course, the Samsungs, the latest crop are waterproof. And this is not waterproof. Mm. But again, you know, every downside I just mentioned is the same downside that you have with an iPhone.
Right. So ultimately, sounds good to me. Do the positives outweigh the negatives if you really just don't want to pay $700 on a smartphone?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we say smartphone fairly generically, but there really are two different kinds of smartphone buyers out there. And we just, it's always worth remembering. Someone buying an iPhone, they're not going to be easily swayed by price, because they know that that premium price they pay for an Apple product gets them the Apple services that they can't otherwise get, mm-hmm. like iMessage or Apple Photos. But, you know, I'm looking at the Samsung Galaxy S7. It's the best phone on the market right now. But at a cost, the S7 Edge costs $780, right? And, and you know, there are a lot of Wall Street Journal readers for whom that's not a big problem. That's, you know, I'm going to buy the best.
Right.
But for some people who look at two phones that are almost identical and know that there's a $380 difference, I mean, that's could be someone's meal budget for the month, you know, and that could play into what they decide. And I think it's a positive trend for consumers, especially people who really do want to keep cost conscious.
Very good. Wilson Rothman, great info as always. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Sure. Thanks, Tanya.
For more details, be sure to check out Wilson's video and article at WSJD.com. That'll do it for the Tech News Briefing. You can check us out at WSJ.com/podcast for more. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from New York for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.